This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. The group Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America held a rally on the Missoula County Courthouse lawn yesterday to commemorate the third anniversary of the Sandy Hook shooting and advocate for stronger gun laws. They were joined by about a dozen open carry advocates, some with rifles slung over their shoulders, showing support for the Second Amendment and self-defense via firearms. Missoula Mayor John Engen was one of the speakers to address the rally.
Folks in the back here who are packing heat, they get to do that because that's their right and that's okay. But we also get to talk about folks who shouldn't probably be carrying firearms or have access to them because they are violent offenders, they are criminal, or they are mentally ill. And all we are asking is for an opportunity to have a conversation about whether we as a community, as a state, as a country want to end gun violence or at least do our small part to prevent it.
Speaking for Moms Demand Action, Heidi Kendall lamented recent mass shootings and told the crowd that more needs to be done to curb gun violence in America.
We're showing that thoughts and prayers are important. They're very important, but they're not enough. We're taking action by walking and talking and calling and emailing our senators and our congressmen so they know we mean it. We need them to vote for better gun laws to protect our children and to make our families and communities safer.
But not everyone at the rally was on board with a message of Moms Demand Action. Rick Stierstorfer was there dressed in camouflage, carrying a rifle slung over his shoulder.
We're out here to demonstrate that, A, our right to bear arms is an inalienable right, that proper self-defense is the only method for preventing crime, that criminals don't listen to gun-free zones. And, you know, really, if we have to, neither will we. But that's probably not the case for everybody. I'm just a little bit extreme.
About 50 people attended the Missoula rally, one of many planned around the country. Many at the rally wore orange to show their support for Moms Demand Action and carrying signs reading, "We Can End Gun Violence," or showing statistics about gun violence. After the speakers finished, the crowd lit candles and paraded around the block. The National Weather Service has posted a winter storm warning for much of Montana. The warning area includes Helena, Billings, Bozeman, Great Falls, Butte, Miles City, Glasgow, and West Yellowstone. Snow began falling around the western portion of the state yesterday and then was moving east. Up to 10 inches of snow is predicted to fall Sunday and today in some lower elevation areas and more in the mountains. Police are investigating after the body of a woman was found outside a Missoula area hospital. The Missoulian newspaper reports that Sergeant Colin Rose says the 53-year-old woman, who has not yet been identified, was a transient who had been living in the area for about a month. Details surrounding her death have also not yet been released. The Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission has approved a rule designed to combat the illegal introduction of non-native walleye in Swan Lake, southeast of Kalispell. The rule requires anglers on Swan Lake and the Swan River to kill any walleye they catch, report the catch to Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, and bring in the dead fish for examination within 10 days. Biologists say walleye have a reputation for taking over and displacing other species once they get into a body of water. The University of Montana is facing a budget crisis with some students and faculty questioning the leadership and the commitment to its core liberal arts mission. A group of students, faculty, and others demonstrated on campus this past week over proposed cuts. But at the same time, vital research continues and some professors are seizing on good work still taking place in the trenches. The 341st Missile Wing at Malmstrom Air Force Base has won a contest for Best Missile Wing within the Air Force Global Strike Command. The Malmstrom unit won the Blanchard Trophy while competing in the annual Global Strike Challenge. The wing has won the award 10 times in the past, but this year's victory was the first time since 2008 that it brought the trophy home. Thank you for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.